Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Beis and Meseches Gittin as we begin Perek HaShaleach. We are going to discuss the halachos of Shlichus towards the beginning of the Perek, as well as discussing a case in which, and that's what our daf is going to focus on, a Baal, a husband who wants to be Mevatel the get that he had already sent with a Shliach, instances when the Bittul is valid and instances when it's not. And really, that's going to dominate our entire daf. So let's Beis Hashem begin. HaShaleach get li'ishto, four lines on top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. A person sends a get to his wife, v'igia b'shliach, and the husband himself caught up to the Shliach. What did he do? We'll see in a moment. Or he sent another Shliach after the first one. So he sent Reuven to bring the get to his wife, and then he sent Shimon with the message. And that message was whether he reached the Shliach himself, or he sent Shimon after Reuven, and he said to him, get shenasati l'cha batalhu. I am nullifying that get that I had sent in your hand, Reuven. Hareza batel. Then the get is batel. Kidem etzel ishtoi. If, however, the shliach already reached the wife, o sheshalach etzla shliach, or the husband sent to the woman a shliach, va'amerlan, he says to her, get sheshalach techa batelu, hareza batel. So the second case is the husband beat the shliach to his wife, and so therefore the husband, let's call him Yaakov, gets to his wife Rachel and says the get that Reuven is carrying for you is going to be batel, or he sends another shliach and he says that to her. So then it's batel. Hareza batel. Imishigia get liyada, but once the get reaches his hands, shuv eni yachal vato, then she's no longer able to annul it. Barishayna haya oise bezim mokom acher umivatoi. Originally, they didn't even need to send the word to the wife, as long as it hasn't reached her hand, you're able to make a bezdin. The husband makes a bezdin, and he announces he's mevatel. However, that institution created problems because the woman was divorced and she didn't know about it. That the shliach and the woman did not know about this explains Rashi. He would keep on going, Shimon, with a get and divorce the woman without knowing that the husband had been mevatel in front of another bezdin, and therefore they were misakein that it doesn't work. Now the Gemara points out that the lashon of the Mishnah is higia, vihigia bishliach. And the Gemara is going to differentiate between higio versus higia. Higio means he reached him, that the Baal reached the shliach. Higio loktani ela higia. It doesn't say he reached him, but he ran into him. Higia vafilu memela is mashma mela. In other words, higio means that he was running after and he met him. Then he was mevatel. What happens if he chanced upon him? So our Mishnah doesn't only say higio. It doesn't say higio. It says higia, which is even memela v'lon rin letziruyto kamechavin. And then we can infer that we never will say that the Baal is just trying to make his wife crazy. If he ran after, so then after the shliach, then he's presumably serious. However, if he chants into, maybe he's just driving his wife crazy. So then, o sheshalach achrov shliach lamali. So why does it say both cases that he was gia or he sent the shliach afterwards? If you learned that it was afilu memela, the case that we have in the Mishnah is he chanced upon the shliach, and nevertheless, halach is that's batel. So certainly, if he sends Shimon after Reuven, then he's really serious. Says the Gemara, Mal the same alo alime shluchase de basra mishlichusa de kama de levatle. I might think that Shimon does not have the power to mivatel the shlichus of Reuven. Kamash malon, the chidush is that he does. We also learned kidem uetzel ishto, that if he beat the shliach to his wife and he tells her it's batel, so it is batel. Lamali, why do I need that case? That's going to be obvious as well. If we know that he could be mevatel by saying to shliach, certainly if he says it to wife, says the Gemara, the same akilo amrinon litzira kamechavim. Maybe we say he's not intending to drive his wife crazy by being vata l'shliach, hanimi l'shliach. That's only by shliach, but for her, vata l'tzeruka mechavin. He's telling her she's divorced, she's yes divorced, she knows divorced. He's trying to be evil with her. Kamash malon. In such a case, we don't assume that way, and the shliach, the get, is really bottle. Oh, sheshalach etzel lo shliach. We also learned that in a case of where he sent a shliach to her, he sent Shimon to his wife Rachel to say that Reuven's get, that he's bringing his bottle. Lomeli, that's obvious because we don't consider in any case he's intending to be mitzar. Mao, the same at Yehuda lo tarach adai to letzi ure. Maybe only he himself, if he goes out of his way to the wife, he doesn't intend to be mitzar. Avol shliach de lo ichbasle. But a shliach's not difficult for husband. He sits at home in his armchair and he's mitzar. Ki tarach vada letzure kamachamin. Kamash melon. So that's what the chidush is going to be. We learned in our mission also, when the get gets to her hand, he's not able to vatel it. Pshita asks the Gemara, that's obvious? Answers the Gemara, Lotzricha de mahadar elo me'ikara livitule. The chidush over here is that he is chasing after her to be mevatel it. In other words, he was trying to be mevatel. It was clear to all. He got onto a train, a plane. He got onto something to say that he wants to mevatel. Turns out that the shliach got there first. Mal de same igloy milslam afreya to be too late. Batle. I might have thought that we should say retroactively the get should not be a get because it was clear that before it reached her hand, he was trying to get there first. He just didn't. Kamash malan. We don't say that giloy das is enough to indicate to us that he wanted to be mevatel the get, to make it actually batel. If at the end of the day it reaches her hands, we ignore what his actions. The reason for that is dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, that if the Baal doesn't say it to the right people, then it's only dvarim shebelev, and the bittel has no halachic significance. It's got to reach, the bittel's got to reach her or the shliach before it's given. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom. Batel, who? If the husband says, I want to get to be batel, yevshi boy, these are different ways to be mevatel get, or I don't want it, dvar of kayamin, then those words are significant and the get is mevutal as long as it hasn't reached her hand. Pasalu, if he says it's pasal, ain't a get, or he says it's not a get, lo amar klum, then we ignore what he's saying. The reason for that, explains Rashi, is if you say pasul, so that indicates that you're saying that the get has some type of psul, not that you want to be mevatalit, and therefore it's not significant. Analyzes the Gemara, limemra, are we going to say debatel lishna dilibatel mashma? Are we going to learn from the Braisa that the Lashon batel indicates to us that the get will be mevatel? That's as we had just learned. Va'amar Rabba Bar Aivo Amar of Sheshes, Va'amri Lo Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Hamikabel Matana, Sha'amar Lacher, Shebasa Matana Liyado. Matana Zu Mevutelas. If an individual says after he received a Matana coming to his hand that the Matana is Mevutel, or Tibatol Yav Sheba, Lomar Klum, it's of no significance. But Betelai, if he says it is batel, eina matana, or it's not a matana, dvarav kayam, then his words are lasting. Now the difference between the words betelahi or matana zu mivateles, Rashi explains it works in the following way. Let's read Rashi inside, 10 lines from the bottom. Betelahi, mashma, when he says betela isa mikoidem, that it was batel in the past. In other words, Shekibalti, I already was mevatel in the past, explains Rashi, even before I accepted it. B'teiloi semikoinim shokibati. So then in such a case, hodas bal din kemeo edadami. The reason why it doesn't work is because he admits he never wanted to take it in the first place. So the Gemara's question is as follows. Back into the Gemara. Alma batel meikara mashma. The word batel is not that it's going to be batel in the future, but rather batel means originally it was batel. Now, if that's so, So then why is it that we say that if the husband says batalu, he could make the get batal in the future? We see that from the halachos of matana, it only works in the past, that I didn't want to have the matana accepted in the first place, but not that he's making the get batal now, before it gets to the woman's hands. Amar Abaye, batal shtei lishonos mashma. Abaye answers, the batal could have two meanings. On to Amid Beis. Mashma di batal. Number one, it is mashma that it is already batal, like in the case of the matana that he said that he never intended to inquire that matana. Umashta dilivatel, as well as in the future. Gabe get lishna de mahani bei kamer. When it comes to get, we assume that batel, we give it the meaning of the statement that would work to be mevatel the get. Lishna de mahani bei. It could go in both directions. If by get was saying in the past, then it won't work. But since it has both meanings, we give it the meaning that it does work. Gai matana lishna de mahani bei kamer. When it comes to matana, it's the opposite. The lashon that works would only be a hodas bal din that didn't. That he wasn't koneh in the past. Now, of course, we have an obvious question, our Gemara. Why is it that we take the lashon that obviously works? Why don't we assume, say, the opposite? That the lashon that is not halachically significant, we ascribe to him. One could suggest simply that we assume that the man is saying something of significance. And therefore, of get, batel would only have significance if he was referring to the future. Matana is only if it's going in the past. That's what Rashi seems to say. V'kivan dahachi hu stama de milsa kitan inish, says Rashi on the first and second line of Aramid, milsa da mahanya, b'milsa katan. He's presumably, if he's speaking words that are halachically significant. Amar Abaye naktinan. Abaye now teaches us another halacha. Shliach matana harehu kishliach haget. We have a mesora that a shliach for a matana is like a shliach haget. Nafgamina. What do we mean? Laholech lav kischi dami. In regards to the fact that if the husband or a gift giver, in both of these cases, we'll call him Yaakov, he wants to give a get or he wants to give a gift. When he says holech lav kischi dami, we don't assume that once the shliach Reuven picks it, he zoche it on behalf of either the woman or the mekabel matana. Rashi points out that when it comes to matana, this is a little bit of a chidush, because when it comes to get is not considered a schus on behalf of a woman, as we've discussed earlier in our mesechta. However, when it comes to matana, since it's chus, I might say holech is kischi. That's what Abai is teaching us. That we don't consider holech go as if Yaakov is saying, take it on the beneficiary's behalf. And therefore, when Reuven takes it, he's not zochet yet until he gives it to the beneficiary. Ravina Ashchel, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Detoli, Vikoi, Beibra, Dedosha. Ravina found Rav Nachman Yitzchak that he was leaning on a door. Becoming Baile, and he was speaking and learning, and he was wondering the following Shiloh. If someone says to the Shliach, Batel, but he doesn't say the word who, he just says Batel, Mahu. Take who, the Gemara says. Tishbi Yitaretz Kushios V'Abayes. That's how I was taught when I was little, that the word teku stands at Elio. One day we'll give us an answer to these questions. Am Rav Sheshes V'Amri Lomas Nisantana. Ged Ze Lo Yo'il. What happens if he uses a different lashon? He says, this get won't work. These are all words that we want to know. Do they serve the place of batalu? Getze lo yo'il. He says it won't work. Kama lo yatir. Or it won't permit her. Lo yaziv. It won't aid. It won't be helpful. Lo yishaleach. It won't send her free. Lo yishlach. Lo yigarish. It won't divorce. Yehei cheres, it should be like shard. Yehei kicheres, it should be like a shard. Dvarav kayomin, then it works. Eina moel, what if he says it doesn't work. Now notice the difference between lo yoil and eino moil is lo yoil means it won't work in the future. Eino moil means, sounds, as Rashi points out in the same Dibra Maschil, eino moil, that he's saying that the get in the past doesn't work. Eino matir, eino maziv, eino mishalech, eino magarish, cheresu, kicheresu, lo amar klum. In such a case, it's not halachically significant. Period. Iboilu, we have the following shiloh. Hareyu cheres mahu. If he says that it is like shard, does he mean that in the future, Rashi says, or in the past? Once again, if he's meaning in the future, then that's good bittul as long as it didn't reach the woman's hand. However, if it's in the past, then it won't. Amalei Ravina l'Ravacha brei d'Rav, Avami l'Ravacha brei d'Rav l'Ravashi. Maishna, how is this different? Mehareyu hegdish, hareyu hefker. The halacha is that if a person consecrates an animal for the Beis HaMikdash, and he says it is hegdish, or a person makes something hefker, ownerless, by saying it is hefker, so therefore, the halacha would be that just like you can't say something in the past was hegdish, but we assume that he means that in the future it's of hegdish, even though he uses a present tense, so too over here. When he says Arei Ucheres, it's the present tense, and that means he's speaking in the future, and the bittel would work. Asks the Gemara a new shaila. Once he's mevatel again, you put a big period after hefker. Choizeru megarish boy, oyena choizeru megarish boy. If he wants to reuse the get to divorce her, does that work or not? Rav Nachman omar choizeru megarish boy. Rav Sheshes omar ein choizeru megarish boy. Rav Nachman says you can. Rav Sheshes can't. Says you can't. Rashi explains that the omek of the shayla in Dibra Maskel o ein choizeru megarish. Let's read that Rashi. Mi amrina batel. Do we say that he's being mevatel the get, and it's like a shard, and it can't be reused again? Or he's just saying that in regards to the shlichus, it's batel. So that's machlokes of Nachman Sheshes veilchasa kavasei de Rav Nachman, and we pass like Rav Nachman who says you could use, and you're being mevatel shlichus and not the get. Asks the Gemara, ani vakam lan hilchasei k'Rav Yochanan kavasei de Rav Yochanan da omer choseres. However, when it came to another shiloh, which is similar in Kedushin, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. We'll explain in a moment by first seeing Rashi. Rashi 20 lines on Bam Kirab Yochanan Merchazaris. Be Kedushin Perik Oimel Lechaveira. In the third Perik, the Gemara tells us, Oimel Leisha Iskachili Bemos Halolu. He says to a woman, be Mekadesh Mekudeshes to me with these monies La'achar Shloshim Yom after 30 days. V'chaz Rabbah B'toch Shloshim. And what happens is, she decides, wait a second, this guy's not such a good guy. I don't want to get married to him. So then, batul ha-kedushin. Then the kedushin is batul. That's what choseres means. Rabbi Yochanan says you could back out within 30 days. Explains Rashi, hachinami levatel gita. So too over here, we should be able to say that the husband could be mevatel the get. So why do we say that he's only being mevatel shlichus? Why don't we say that he's being mevatel the get? Answers the Gemara, hachi ashta, hasam dibur v'diburu, asi dibur mevatel dibur. Yaakov married Rachel, and he said that the marriage will take effect only in 30 days. Rachel says on day 15, I don't want to marry you. He said, I want to marry you. She says, I don't want. Her das is as important as his das, so it doesn't work. V'hacha. But here, it's true, the Baal has the ability to undermine his amira to the shliach, where he said to the shliach, Yaakov said, bring this get to my wife, Reuven. So then in such a case, he could say, Reuven, it's now batel. And that works. Gita gufe mika batel. But could he be mevatel, the actual get? In our Mishnah, the Gemara continues five lines from the bottom. We had learned, Parishona hayu osin. Originally, we allowed a Baal to be mevatel the get in a vacuum. The Gemara now discusses a machlokas on the Amoraim, which we're going to continue with. Be'ezer Hashem in tomorrow's daf. How many people you need to be mevatel in front of? Itmar b'fnei kamu mevatle. Rav Nachman omer b'fnei shnayim. Rav Sheshes omer b'fnei gimel. Rav Nachman says in front of two. Rav Sheshes says in front of three. Rav Sheshes omer b'fnei gimel bezdin katani. Rav Sheshes says you need a bezdin. Rav Nachman omer b'tre nami Bezdin Karilu. Rav Nachman claims that two are also called a Bezdin. Rav Nachman is going to explain that this is based on the halacha of Prusbul, as we're going to see Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. This Be'ezer Hashem is Daf Lamed Beis. We had learned the halacha that a man could be mevatel a get that he sent to his wife up until it reaches her hand. And we take seriously his wording as long as his wording is appropriate. His wording has to be, explains the Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that he's being mevatel the get in the future. If he said he's being mevatel in the get in the past, it won't work. The Gemara also tells us that even though we compare the halachos of get and matana, that we assume that a lashon that a person uses, batel, means different things for get and for matana, but in both cases that's going to be batel, the same would apply in regards to halachos of holich lav kischi, meaning that just like when it comes to get, the shliach, in our case it was Reuven, cannot be mezakeit for the woman because it's a gnai for her, it's not a schus. So too, when it comes to shliach matana, even though it's a schus, but nevertheless, saying holech is not considered schi. So therefore, if Yaakov instructs Reuven by saying go, that doesn't mean that Reuven could be mezakeit on his behalf, on her behalf, excuse me. Her behalf if it's a matana for her, or his behalf if it's a matana for a him. Because now we're talking about the halachos of matana. The Gemara points out that there are some lashonos that are vague. For example, if a husband just says batel, again, the Gemara points out that there are lashonos in the future will work, like getze lo yoel lo yatir, but in the past, moel will not take effect. Finally, the Gemara discussed an interesting question of whether the get is batel. If a baal appropriately nullifies the shlichus, is he also being mevatel the get, or is he being mevatel only the shliach? The nafkamina, of course, is whether the get could be reused. And finally, we've been introduced to amchlokas that will continue on tomorrow's daf between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether bittel needs to be done in front of two dayanim or three. The Gemara suggests that there are times Rav Nachman holds that two dayanim are enough, like in the case of Prusbul, and that will be a big subject in tomorrow's daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Gittin.